Hey, our little show is about to start, but I want to help you with your 2019 planning first. Our podcast this week is brought to you by IRI. IRI is the leading provider of big data, predictive analytics, and forward-looking insights that help CPG and retail companies grow their businesses. You can learn more right now at iriworldwide.com/omnichannel. Or you know what? Just go to our podcast description and click on their link. All right, let's fire up our show.
Dialing Ethan Walton. Conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th & Walton. The 8th & Walton Conference Call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
Welcome to our little show. My name is Jared Davis, and I know you are busy. We're here. We're in the thick of holiday madness. So you know what? Today, since you were nice enough to tune in, we're just going to keep it on point and full of energy and great information. I'm very excited about today's show. Let me tell you what I did. Mr. Greg Chandler with IRI. He has been a great friend of ours for a few years, and you've seen him on the Focus on Suppliers TV show. I've really wanted to have Greg on this podcast for a long time, and as busy as he is this time of year, he was nice enough to carve out some time for us this week. I went over and visited with him at the IRI offices. Greg has got this passion for making data collection and organization easier, faster, and more efficient for retailers and suppliers. We had a chance to visit about some of the challenges that are facing suppliers today, a lot of the big roadblocks, and some of the solutions available to make collection and reporting work better for you in 2019. As a matter of fact, Greg can explain this so much better than I can. I don't want to waste any more time. I want to get right into our conversation. So, Emma, will you roll that clip, please? It's track number five.
All right. Hey, Greg, thank you so much for hosting us here at IRI this week.
Great to be with you, Jared.
Let's jump right into it. What do you think is the biggest data challenge for retailers and manufacturers today? There's a big question for you.
Yeah, oh, nice. Start with an easy one. Okay. What I see is that there is so much data out there. There's over 2.5 trillion data points that retailers and manufacturers have to deal with. That data can potentially answer any core business question they have. However, actually getting the answers from that data can be very excruciatingly difficult. And what happens is it often involves multiple teams and data sets that are siloed and groups that just aren't used to working together. That's hard to pull data from that. That's why data democratization, getting the data out to the broader business, is so important. Moving it from isolation and these siloed, rigid data sets into data democratization is what's needed.
I've never heard it labeled that way, but that's exactly what everybody talks about, just getting people out of their silos and the data democratization. So on that point, what should our listeners expect from data democratization in like more real terms?
Yeah, great question again. When we talk about data democratization, I think that data, when we say data, it's really saying the customer. Because the data is what tells us what the customer's done, what she's doing right now, and what she's likely to do. And so it's not just big data. It's, we're talking about the customer. Who needs access to that customer? Everybody in the business. Like, I love the Sam Walton quote that says, there's only one boss, the customer, and she can fire everybody in the company just by choosing somewhere different to shop. So if people don't have access to that data broadly, you're not meeting the needs of your customer. So that's why data democratization is so important.
Well, you touched on this a little bit, but kind of going to, you know, the reality of the data democratization, what does it mean for our jobs every day?
It means that the data is easier to access. It means that it's faster to access and that it's more customizable, right? So that you don't have to be a data scientist or a data unicorn to use it. It should be that whatever your function is, you get the data flowing that you need from all that data set. It's accessible to you and it's customizable to you so you can make decisions.
Well, in any organization, you know, when they talk about breaking silos, how excited everybody gets about that project. So, hey, you know, when you're thinking about that, what is the biggest challenge really about facing an organization when it comes to democratizing that big data?
I think it starts with having a data lake that has all of the data sets that you need in it. And a data lake is just a way of taking all these different data groups, whether it's e-commerce data and brick and mortar data or social or media, all the different types of data, and putting it into one pool of data that can be analyzed quickly and accessed. So it starts with having a data lake that has all the data you need, including a great view of the marketplace and omnichannel. And then on top of that, you need to have an analytics layer that is going to quickly access and query that data to be able to give you what you need, and even to the point where it gets to be predictive, the predictive analytics. And then you need a visualization layer, something that makes it easy for these different users to be able to understand what they're seeing, not simply to give reports and these static things, but we're talking real-time alerts and predictive modeling that helps you to know what actions to take. That's when it becomes actionable and democratized.
We were talking a little bit about this before we turned the mics on. This whole big data lake, this is where a lot of the industry is scrambling right now to kind of make it very simple for the end user. As many times as I've had a chance to sit down with the folks here at IRI, I know that, you know, your liquid data solution, you're powering a lot of this democratization. And with speed being so critical, how does IRI liquid data actually deliver faster right now? Because you guys have been working on this for a while.
Yeah, well, it's a secret, Jared.
Okay. Well, going to my next question.
No, it's proprietary, but here's what I can tell you is we've been working on this for 15 years, knowing that this is where the marketplace was heading, that personalization and real-time data was so important. And what it boils down to is we have developed on a single platform an analytics platform to use in data lakes that gives everything we've just talked about, that is easy and very fast. Most analytics come back in seconds, not minutes or hours or days. They come back in seconds, and it is entirely customizable.
I think this part is really interesting, especially considering the season that we're in now with holiday. We've got suppliers who are tracking their seasonal items and their new items as well, and it can take weeks before they even know how they're performing. So how does IRI Speed really change the game for tracking the new items as well?
What used to take 4 to 6 to 8 weeks to get new item data back, now you can, in the first week, get that data back and find out what your new items are doing, because liquid data is able to suppress new item data when it's not needed, be able to bring it forward quickly when it's needed, and suddenly now, after the first week of sales, you can know what's going on with your new items.
Well, you talk about, you know, that 2.5 trillion data points and being able to deliver it faster, but for the end user, you say it also has to be very easy for them.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, it's all about having landing pages that are customized for them and that are job specific and level specific. It's about having hierarchies that are right for your business. I mean, if you work with a retailer, you need their hierarchy, but you also need custom hierarchies for your business. And old technology could only do like one hierarchy at best, and it was slow, and don't you dare change it. And what IRI Liquid Data allows is you can have custom hierarchies built into that model that you can change on the fly, and that's what's available through IRI Liquid Data.
Okay, so Greg, kind of going back to that customization you just touched on, the true data democratization, it's got to be customized. So what does that really look like today?
I'll give you a couple examples. One is we can create, with IRI Liquid Data, customizable alerts so that a text pops up on your phone if, for example, inventory drops below a certain level. We're already there. Like, we can do that so that your job gets easier. The data gets pushed out to you, customized for your role. So custom alerts is one example. Another is beyond simple alerts. IRI is unveiling augmented decision making, which basically means alerts plus algorithms that can identify opportunities with dollar values and then send you a smart alert saying, hey, you're going to miss out on this opportunity. So opportunity cost gets pushed out to you so that you're not losing those dollars.
That's great stuff. Greg, thank you so much for being on the podcast. We appreciate you hosting us here at IRI today.
Great to have you, Jared. Thanks.
And that's going to wrap it up for the 8th and Walton Conference Call. We really do appreciate you being with us today. Hey, this is Jared Davis reminding you, a partridge in a pear tree may be a thoughtful gift, but it is a nightmare to cross merchandise on a clip strip. Am I right?
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of 8th and Walton or its management. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, program, contact us at jared@nathanwalton.com, 479-715-6700, or at ethanwalton.com. Ethan Walton, Inc. is in no way associated with or endorsed by Walmart Stores, Inc. or its affiliates. All references to Walmart Stores, Inc., as well as its affiliates, trademarks, and brands, are used in accordance with the Fair Use Doctrine and are not intended to imply that Ethan Walton, Inc. is a Walmart Stores, Inc. vehicle for advertising or for any other commercial purpose.